Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael about the dangers of being sucked into Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah can be very enticing, and that has to be rooted out from among Bnei Yisrael. Moshe says in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Yitzayin that there may be someone in Bnei Yisrael, Asher Levavo Fone Hayom, Me'im Hashem Elokeinu Laleches, La'avod Es Elohei HaGoyim Ahem, Pen Yesh Bachem Shoresh Pore Rosh Vila'ana. Moshe says that there may be someone whose heart strays from God and who goes and worships the gods of those nations. And Moshe says that there must not be among you a root whose fruit is really weeds and bitter, like gall and wormwood. And that person, says Moshe, whose heart strays, when he or she hears the terrible curses at the end of the last parsha, that person will rationalize, and they'll say, Shalom Yihyeli, ki bishrirus libi eilech. I'll be fine. I'll have peace, and I'll do what my heart tells me to do. I'll do as I see fit, bishrirus libi eilech. However, we have to ask the following question. Why would anyone, how could anyone, even a person as warped as this, how could anyone say, I'll be fine, Shalom Yihyeli? After hearing all of the terrible curses in last week's Parsha, how can someone say Shalom Yihyeli? It would be terrible enough if they said, I don't believe it. I don't believe that these curses are going to happen. That's terrible enough. But the person that the Torah is describing in this Pasuk is not saying that. That this person is saying, I know the curses will happen. I know they will be bad, but Shalom Yihyeli, I'll be fine. How can anyone in a million years say that? Many Mefarshim explain these words beautifully. There is a beautiful and powerful explanation given by Rav Yaakov Kanievsky. Rav Yaakov Kanievsky, known as the Stipler, he was the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Stipler died in 1985. And the Stipler Rav says the following in his Sefer on the Chumash, Birkas Peretz. Rav Kanievsky says that the person that the Torah is speaking about here is certainly warped. But that person who thinks in that way, really, any of us, unfortunately, may think that way as well, and sometimes do think that way. The Stipler says we're speaking here about a person who wants to live a lukewarm life, so to speak, to make deals with himself or herself, someone who compromises in their Avodas Hashem. They say, Shalom Yihyeli, I'll be fine. Why will I be fine? I know that curses are coming, but they're not going to happen to me. I'll be fine because I'm doing the best that I can. Some things are hard for me, my desires, my weaknesses, my limitations, but they're a part of me. Hashem understands that, and the curses that Hashem speaks about in the Torah will not apply to me, because that's just who I am, and God knows that. And the Stipler Rav says that that's what the Torah means here. Shalom Yihyeli, ki bishrirus libi eilech. I'll be fine because my heart's in charge. Shrirus libi. The Stipler says that Shrirus Libi comes from a pasuk, it's the same word as a pasuk in Megillas Esther, when Achashverosh put out a decree after he executed Vashti. Achashverosh says in Megillas Esther, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, that every man lihios kol ish so rare beveso, that every man must be in charge of his household. And in modern Hebrew, sharir means a muscle. So Shrirus Libi means my heart's in charge. And this person is saying, Shalom Yihyeli, ki bishrirus libi eilech. I'll be fine. I believe in the tochacha. I believe in the curses. They're going to happen, but I'll be fine. I don't need to push myself. Hashem knows that. I'll do the things that I can do and no more. And God understands that. And he won't curse me. God forbid, he won't punish me. But the Stipler says that the Torah is telling us something absolutely the opposite. Yes, it is true that Hashem understands when we make mistakes. Yes, it is true that God knows we're human, and of course God knows we can and sometimes do succumb to our Yetzer Hara. But we cannot be fine with it. And we cannot be, it cannot be our way of life. We have to push ourselves to grow more, to be more, to rise in our avodas Hashem and in the way that we treat others, and to expect more of ourselves and not to settle for mediocrity. Sometimes we do follow our hearts, but that can't be a way of life. It cannot be an excuse. It cannot be a reason for apathy. It's a special message all year round, but of course, it's also a message for us before the Yamim Naraim. We're all ready to work. We're ready to reach higher. We're ready to dig deeper and to invest more in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have an amazing day, everyone!